The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, bliss. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Website's up, USAPrepares.com. John Reagan's with us. John Reagan, I'm at the financialstateoftheunion.com at the news tab. I hope at some point we're going to get to talk about sandwiches.
But there was one last article I wanted to talk about.
I know, but at some point, if we can talk about sandwiches during the next hour, that'd be great.
We will.
Okay.
NIH priorities.
Yeah.
You've heard the blame on the Republicans that the reason that we're in the shape we're in is because the Republicans didn't give enough money for research. Well, yeah. We've got origami condoms, Michelle Obama gardening games, poop-throwing chimps, millions of dollars that the NIH spent on research, but not for Ebola. Right. And it cost nearly $600,000 to determine that chimpanzees with the best poop-flinging skills are also the best communicators. Isn't that good to know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in that line of thinking, tomorrow night I go to a Republican Crime Syndicate meeting. I'm bringing my popcorn machine, and we're going to be giving out popcorn, and we're going to hear speeches from people who want to run for office. So I will be there tomorrow night at the Republican Crime Syndicate meeting. I'm looking forward to hearing these speeches, and what I'm really looking forward to is going into where they're speaking and raising my hand and asking just a couple questions. That's what I'm looking forward to doing. But you're right. Both of these political parties are two sides of the same coin. They waste money. It's unbelievable the amount of money they waste. And I'm trying not to hit that button. Okay, go ahead.
Well, let's see if I can do it another way.
John, if you notice, I'm trying to be really calm today. This is a Vinny's extra specially calm today, right?
Just wait. There's more news to come.
All right.
It seems like Obama's turning into Rodney Dangerfield lately. Unfortunately, at least Dangerfield was funny. And for those that don't know him, his signature line was, "I don't get no respect."
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We'd reported on how Chicago was going to name high school after him. That got nixed. We didn't get to an article last week where Hawaii was going to name a beach after him. That got nixed. Today, at the top of the resources for today, I've got a link. Can we decline him too? He goes out on a date, gives him his credit card, and his card's declined. And then what may be a good sign, yesterday he goes to a fundraising event for a Maryland Democrat, and people get up and walk out on him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and seriously, John, I mentioned this on the air for the last couple of years. I mentioned every once in a while that Michelle, you know, the vacationer, came to Springfield, Missouri. She was going to a Chinese factory outlet, and members of the press could apply for credentials to be there. And I sat at the computer and I started typing it in. I hit cancel. I thought, the only thing I wanted to do is see how security is set up and see what a charade they put on. I don't want to see the charade. And I wanted to see how many snipers were on the rooftops and, you know, that kind of thing. I wanted to see how much does this entail? How many people are involved? What does this cost? And, you know, they blocked off four, sectioned off four square blocks in Springfield, Missouri, because she was coming to town to go to a Chinese factory outlet. And they threw out all kinds of non-perfect-looking produce that were, you know, that was in front of the cameras, and they talked about eating healthy and all that. And I was actually thinking that, you know, I'd like to see this. And I said, no, what a waste of time. What a waste of time. It'd probably make me sick for months. So I didn't go. You're right.
Well, there is other news in financial. The average Goldman compensation is down. And
what?
The average Goldman employee now is only making $385,821. So maybe we
John,
need to write a sorry note to them.
John, I believe that if I remember correctly, that number was just the average was just shy of 700,000, like 681,000, you know, including the custodian all the way to the, you know, CEO average, right? Is that what we're talking about? It's down to half?
Yeah, times are tough.
Yeah. I remember meeting a young man who had just gotten his master's degree in business. You know, we each have our master's in business, and this guy had one. And I asked him what he did, and he was one of those people who worked for one of the investment banks, and he was a deal maker. He was one of these guys that would put deals together and mergers and acquisitions and takeovers. And I mean, that's what he did. And he made a fortune. He made an absolute fortune. And this guy I had absolutely no respect for. None. None. I didn't think he was bright. I just thought he was a manipulator. Seriously. That's not earning money the old-fashioned way, the hard way, the honest way, with integrity. Okay, what's next?
In employment, AMD reboots. AMD is a chip manufacturer that competes directly with Intel, the big processor inside of Windows machines.
And yeah, they're number two.
They're having a bad quarter and says they're going to be laying off 7% of their workforce globally.
I remember when we had a computer manufacturing company, I really liked AMD processors. You got more bang for the buck out of an AMD processor than you did out of an Intel processor. However, over time, I noticed, and maybe this is incorrect, but it sure seemed to me that the Intel processors worked better with Microsoft Windows than did AMD. And what I mean by that is the mouse movements were smoother with Intel than with AMD. The operation was less jerky, at least it appeared that way, on the screen with Intel versus AMD. And so we switched to Intel processors for our manufacturing. But, you know, at one point, AMD was the way to go in terms of value.
I use quite a few of their processors myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you that that USA prepares. I'm not. This is just the way it is. I'm not advocating or not advocating this. We are an Intel shop only because what I like to do. We have multiple computers. I like to have all of the motherboards be the same. And I like to have all the processors be the same. That way, if something fails or breaks or quits, I've got a spare motherboard that will work in any of those computers. So that's kind of what I like to do. And it just so happened that I picked on a good value Intel motherboard with good value Intel processors. All of course, was used.
You know, with planning like that, you'll never get a government job.
I know. I used to have a government job. And I think they didn't like it when I came to work. Because I'd ask questions. why would we do this? John, I remember being in a government agency where we spent half the money spending the other half of the money. I mean, if we had $100, it took us $50 to spend the other $50. It's unbelievable the amount of waste in government. And at the same time, no one is allowed to make a decision. I'll tell you a real quick one-minute story. I used to be in charge of data processing for a government agency back in the 1970s. And I had an internal agency customer. And this guy was senior to me in age and probably, well, not in rank, but in age. And probably every Tuesday morning, I think it was Tuesdays, he would come to my office and he would say, "Where is my report?" Now, this thing was one of those green bar, 14 inch wide bound reports that was probably 3 inches thick. And he would sit on his desk and he would look through this report. And that was his job. And he would just drive me crazy, asking me, "Where is it? Where is it? Why isn't it here? Where is the delay? What's going on?" Well, I decided that, okay, I don't think this guy's reading this anyway. So, you know how that was all just one continuous form, right? And it was fan-folded? Well, I put the first couple of pages so you could read them. You'd open up the binding and you could read it. But the rest of it was bound inside out. So you couldn't read it without cutting every single page, 3 inches thick, right? So I got him his report, went to his office later on that day, and I said, "Everything okay?" He goes, "Yeah, yeah. Okay, let me take a look at this." So I opened it up, turned page one, it's good, page two, page three. And I said, "How do you read this?" "You can't read it because the pages are bound inside out." And I caught him. The other thing I did was I had 31 reasons on my wall of why the computer system, why the mainframe was down. 31 reasons. And people would call me and say, "Hey, system's down. What's up?" And I go, hold on. It's the 20th, right? Okay. And I would look up reason number 20 on my wall, and I'd read it. It was all made up, and it was okay. As long as they had a reason, everything was okay. But if they didn't have a reason, it was a problem. So I'd have 31 reasons, one for every day of the month. Back to you.
Now that reminds me, when I was working with mainframes, you'd have these,
that's what I'm talking about.
These bookshelves of binders, and when the mainframe gave you an error code, you'd go to the bookshelf, pull out the binder, look up the code,
yep.
And you could be certain that was not the problem.
The good old days, right? John Reagan and I... We'll be right back. Just kind of reminiscing about some fun we had. TheFinancialCityUnion.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
John Reagan's with us. John, you know, I'm really disappointed with the news about AMD, which stands for American Micro Devices. And, you know, at one time we had AMD, we had, of course, Intel, and we had Cyrix. We had a couple other small processor companies, but mostly, you know, Intel was number one, AMD was number two, and Cyrix, C-Y-R-I-X, was number three. Cyrix is no more, and AMD is falling down. With this, there is the lack of serious competition. As AMD furthers its decline, we'll have less competition in the CPU marketplace. And, of course, that makes it viable and easier for government types to add in spyware, even more spyware, right in the processors. Because we reported about a year ago that Intel was adding a processor on top of the processor or side by side with the processor. So there were a couple processors in the package, in the CPU package, that had a spare battery and it could be turned on remotely and your computer could be made to do things without your knowledge even when it was off. Right, John?
Yep, that's the article that started off reporting on SpyTech.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously. So I look at this decline of AMD, American Micro Devices business, as a bad thing. I really, really would like to see them survive and thrive. And the reason that I have used equipment in the studio, the reason I am using operating systems that are a little different from what others might be using as the latest technology, is because I want fewer backdoors into our systems. And my line of thinking, and John, correct me if you think I'm wrong on this, I think they've thought of fewer backdoors, fewer ways of gaining advantage and access to my systems here at the farm with older technology rather than newer technology, meaning the newer the technology, the more access they have to snooping, prying, spying, and invading. Do you agree with that?
I'd have to agree in general. However, the longer you deal with older operating systems, they end up not getting security patches, which leaves those with holes that they can exploit.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Okay. Where do we go from here?
Well, let's just take a quick side trip. I was looking at the stats for the Financial State of the Union, and it says what the most popular page is.
Uh-huh.
And by far, the most popular page with 482 hits this month was an article I'd posted a few months ago about the 3,000-year-old aircraft from World War II. And I thought that was interesting because we hadn't really talked about that since that's been up.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a post that was basically a repost from a weekly email I get from biblical archaeologist Jonathan Gray. And if you're interested in listening to him, I don't know if he's still got Dr. Stan's archives out there. He's also been on the Power Hour. So you can find his interviews pretty easily. But it's pretty interesting to get a view on how even science gets things wrong, because obviously World War II was not 3,000 years ago, but these planes landed on the ice. And going by the theory that a ring is a year, these aircraft are 3,000 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So the dating schemes that science uses obviously have some problems.
Yeah, and are you talking about carbon dating also? Because I've heard some and read some statistics that those systems can be way off by factors, like factor two or three.
Yeah, it's almost like accounting, you know. You go in for a job, you know, and they enter in their interview, they ask, you know, what is 2 plus 2, and what do you want it to be?
That's, yeah, right, right. Is this a marketing job we're talking about? then it'd be like 400.
Speaking of jobs, when we get back, we'll talk about the sandwich secrets.
Oh, I'm all excited. I was waiting for the sandwiches. What? This is a great story. This is a great story of the ruination of the United States of America. Sandwiches, no kidding. This is unbelievable. And if someone asked me to do this, I'd tell them to take a hike. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Don't Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're looking forward to this next post you'll be talking about. Sandwiches.
it used to be that if you had a high-level position that you were exposed to important trade secrets for a company, you had to sign a non-compete agreement, and you'd be limited on what you could do for, you know, a year or two after you left the company. Well, apparently, if you go to work at Jimmy John's, which is a sandwich shop, you learn very, very important information. So much so that in your job app, you've agreed that for a period of 2 years after leaving the company, that you will not work for another company near a Jimmy John's that gets 10% or more of its revenue from sandwiches.
Now, John Reagan, like, let's say I wanted to make a lateral move. Let's say I'm really proficient at making these sandwiches, and I want to make a lateral move, you know, a little closer to home, maybe save a little commute time, and I want to work for one of these burger joints like McDonald's, Burger King, maybe, you know, even learn some new skills and work at Arby's and slice, you know, set that automatic, whatever that meat is, or that meat product that they serve is, set that automatic machine to make slices for me. They derive more than 10% of their revenue from sandwiches. So is a hamburger a sandwich, or is that something different?
I think it would qualify as a sandwich.
That's kind of what I thought. So by working at Jimmy John's, and I'm sure they're highly compensated, once you get really skilled and you learn the trade, you know, after being an apprentice for maybe 5 or 6 years, and you really learn how to make one of these sandwiches, you can't leave, according to them, and go to McDonald's, Burger King. Well, heck, it sounds like IHOP. You couldn't go there. You couldn't go to any of these places that serves food, because just about all of them make sandwiches, right?
Pretty much. Yeah.
So that begs the question: are these non-compete agreements enforceable? And the answer is, it depends. It's enforceable depending on which state you're in. And it has to be reasonable. So preventing a man or a woman from earning a living because he or she signed this non-compete, I would challenge it. I wouldn't even think about it. I wouldn't be concerned about it. I wouldn't worry about it. I would just go take that lateral move to McDonald's. I mean, you know, if that's what I wanted to do. Or some other sandwich shop. I wouldn't even be concerned at all. I'd let them come after me. I think it'd make great news. And by the way, class, if you know someone that this happens to and Jimmy John's comes to attack you for going to work someplace else, please let us know, and we will try to get the owner of that Jimmy John's and the corporate ownership all the praise that they deserve for preventing you or someone you know from earning a living. Now, how many secrets are there in making a Jimmy John's sandwich? I don't think there are any secrets. Do you, John?
Well, that might not have anything to do with it. And let's skip down to the control section, the secret TPP.
Okay.
Because we're talking about trade secrets. And Basically, a company can call anything at once a trade secret.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the United States is currently in secret talks with several countries on the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And they're keeping this secret because just with the details that have leaked out, there would be such an uproar that they could never get this thing rammed through. And a lot of the TPP agreement is on trade secrets and copyrights, and none of them are favorable to the people. Basically, it would criminalize if you had access to a trade secret. And one of the definitions is the unauthorized willful access to a trade secret held in a computer system. It doesn't even say that you had to hack in. You just had to have access. So if somebody posted a trade secret on a blog somewhere and you read it, that could be a criminal offense.
I called Verizon over the weekend after a broadcast we did with Mike Nash of privacycase.com on Friday. I'm so concerned that someone can send me a text on my phone. They send it. I don't even know who they are. Okay, they send me a text and they say, okay, Vinny, here's the plan. Here's what we're going to do. This is what we're going to, you know, and it could be some nefarious thing. We're going to blow something up. We're going to, you know, breach this security. I mean, somebody could do that, right? That text comes in to me, lands on my account, on my cell phone. And now I'm a target by these government thugs because some person who I don't even know sends me a text. I don't want any part of that. I don't want somebody sending me a text that says, I'm full of despair. My life is terrible. I'm going to end it all right now. And I get this text. And it could be real or it could be bogus. I don't want it. I don't want to be party to something that I have nothing to do with because someone sends me a text. I don't want it. So, my plan is to dump my Verizon cell phone. Period. No texts. No phone calls on it. Nothing. I don't need it. I used to get along without it. I think I can do it again. And if I have a flat tire, there'll be somebody that has a cell phone. There's somebody who has a telephone in their house. I can walk there. John, I am so concerned about exactly what you're talking about. I can make a mistake without even knowing it. Or someone can do something to me without me even knowing it. And these government thugs can arrest me for something I don't even know about. Because of all of these laws that we violate. Because they're unreasonable. The laws are unreasonable.
Well, in my career, I've had to clean a number of computers that have gotten infected and turned the computer into a server that was either serving software or porn. And there's still a number of, you know, programs out there that will download and use your computer for different reasons.
So wait. When you said you, what was that about porn? Somebody took your computer and turned it into a porn server?
Not mine. I've had to clean some computers off that had that.
Okay, so someone else's computer was turned into a porn server without
Yes.
the knowledge or agreement of the person who owned that computer.
Right, the computer got infected.
Yeah.
It was running.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. And now I go around the farm. You know, we used to leave our computers on, okay? There are certain computers that I left on that had to do certain things. Now, I shut them off. If I'm not in front of it, it's off. It's off. Because I don't want my computer system to be hacked. John, I'm telling you, right now, I don't have it in front of me, but I had it in front of me a couple minutes ago. There is an unauthorized login attempt to USA Prepare's website on the average of every couple of minutes from all over the globe. And it's not just me. Al Lanuto's experiencing it. Ricky Rocket, you know, Dr. Richard Allen Miller's experiencing it. This is sophisticated stuff. We're being attacked. And I don't want it. So I'm going to shut down everything I can. I don't want them breaching the firewalls of USA Prepares and causing me problems. And these can't just be people who have nothing to do. Because people who have nothing to do, hackers, I think they'd be on our side. They would say, go, go, USA Prepares. We're on your side. This has to be the other side. This has to be government minions or government contractors, in my opinion. Okay, please continue.
Well, let me just ante that up a little bit. Let's say that they just didn't put porn on there. They put kiddie porn on there.
Yeah.
Because that will get you in serious trouble. And you could have no idea that it's there.
John, there was a guy. Let's take this to the next level. There was a guy, a father, you know, and he had some children. He was with his wife, and the family was having some kind of a, I believe it was Christmas. Okay, so they were taking Christmas pictures, and I believe the girl, one of his children, was about 6 years old. Okay, so it's Christmas present opening morning. The children are there, and he's taking film-type pictures, you know, the kind you snap and then you develop. So one, his daughter is doing, like, a cartwheel. Okay, so she does this cartwheel, and he's snapping a couple pictures, and wouldn't you know it, during the photographing of this cartwheel, her nightgown comes down. You know, she's upside down. Her nightgown comes down, and you can see her underwear. Okay. Well, the do-gooder at the photography developing lab says, oh, man, this is horrible. This girl, someone is taking a picture of this girl in her underwear. It happened to be her parent. And it happened to be she was in motion. He hits the shutter. Off the picture goes. He can't see the picture because it's on film. But the person in quality control reviewing these pictures calls the cops. Okay, dad goes to jail for child pornography. Who in their right mind would come to arrest this guy for that? It's his own child. But to keep everybody safe, the cops come. Don't call 911 because someone's going to get shot or someone's going to jail. John Reagan, USAPrepares.com, Vin Finelli. If you want to follow with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, news tab.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
The most important thing you should have next to water and food is a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. With the harsh, bitterly cold winter that's predicted this year, it's more important than ever to have spare fuel on hand. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. It's also perfect for chainsaws, tractors, and other small gas engines. Use spare fuel alone, or mix it with any amount of regular gasoline to extend the supply of gas you do have on hand. Spare fuel is absolutely essential for unforeseen emergencies. Store spare fuel in your vehicle's trunk or cargo bay and use it in case you run out of gas on the highway. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is also safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many, many years. For special bulk pricing, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com now.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your
youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh, God, you're take my. When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
John Reagan's with us. John, many years ago, back in the 1980s, I learned a real estate term. And it's slang. And it's, what are alligators? Alligators, like the animal. And in real estate, they say an alligator is something that eats while you sleep. That means that if it's eating while you're sleeping, you're not making money on it. Well, I'm thinking that these guys that we hire to represent our interests, like the guys who are involved in the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP, are eating while we're sleeping. They are doing things against the benefit of we the people. I've got a huge problem with that. Never reelect anyone. Please continue.
Well, that kind of gets into the next one under control. Don't listen to them. And okay. If you remember recently, if you turn TalkStream Live upside down, we were almost number one.
Hey, seriously, John, that's true. We have been, you and I have been in last place. I mean, when we inherited this this time slot on Genesis Communications Network, day number one, after it had been used for rebroadcast for quite a while, we were like three from the bottom. Like two were doing worse than we were. Okay, just two. And we, you know, we worked all the way up to where we've been as high as number six. And, you know, typically we're in the, you know, top 20, something like that. Well, in the last couple of weeks, we have been dead last, absolutely last. No one. No broadcast was doing worse, according to TalkStream Live, than USA Prepares, which is absolutely impossible. I mean, literally impossible. So you're right. So let's continue.
Well, Alexa ranks websites.
Yeah.
And it seems like certain sites like Drudge, Breitbart, The Blaze, and a number of others are going down in popularity, according to Alexa, even though their traffic's increasing.
Yeah.
At the same time, sites like Daily Kos, Think Progress, Media Matters, MSNBC, NPR are soaring.
Yeah.
So just, fair and balanced reporting of ratings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I've talked with some of our colleagues in the broadcast industry. For example, Sam Bushman will say that, well, you can't really go by Alexa's ratings because part of their algorithm is the rate of increase of traffic. They use that. These all kinds of ways of looking at internet ratings. But, I've seen, John, and just take a minute to tell you that people have told me that, I've got this blog radio program, and we have millions of downloads. And I'm thinking, wow, they're blowing us away. They've got millions. And, you do some research and you find out no one's listening. No one's listening to some of these some of these programs. So there's a lot of hype. There's a lot of hype in preparedness expos. People are saying that they've got all of these speakers, all of these seminars, they're the biggest. And there's so much hype, but there's so little evidence that any of that's true. So what I'm saying is, class, do your research, and before you spend your money, make sure you know what you're doing. Please continue, John Reagan.
I'll fit a quick one in here. Government smarts. You know how costs at universities has gone up so that degrees are very expensive to get now. So you think they'd be watching their expenditures so that students could afford more education. Well, the University of Michigan spends $400,000 to move an old oak tree 100 feet. And it might not even survive.
Why would they do that? Was it in the way of a building? Is it in the way of progress?
In the way of progress.
There you go. $400,000 to move an oak tree? Huh. Wait, was the government involved? Was the government involved in this procurement? I mean, that blows away the $700 toilet seat and the $400 hammers. Seriously. Hey, John Reagan, thanks so much for being with us. Class, meet up tonight. Meet up tonight at Jimmy's Egg. Jimmy's Egg. Fine breakfast, fine lunch. Springfield, Missouri, Battlefield. 4:45 to 8, absolutely free. Join us for dinner. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door, but an average of 20 minutes for police to respond to an alarm. Even if you own a gun, 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen to your family if you're not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Easy Armor reinforces all the key weak points on your door. The jamb, the lock area, and the hinges. If these areas aren't reinforced, you're not safe. Easy Armor has been tested and recommended by police. You can install Easy Armor in 30 minutes, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to invasionstopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's invasionstopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.